Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Next, I'd like to introduce... Throw your hands in the air if
you's a true player. Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. A week-ending edition on this first day of July. I guess the normal comment would be, my God, where is the time going? Here we are halfway through the year. Remarkable. But happy July, everybody, in front of the 4th of July national holiday. Hope you have a good long weekend planned. It's going to be a safe one. There's Jacob Albrecht for you. Bruce Hurdle, along with Jad Chambers, who is producing the show today. What's going on, Jake?
Oh, man. You sit here and you wonder, like, oh, what are we going to talk about? It's July, the calendar's turning, these are the doldrums, and the Deshaun Watson case takes an interesting turn. NBA free agency is off with a bang when one of the best players in the world is demanding a trade. And college football and college athletics just bounced on its head once again.
Oh, my God. So... I'm in the middle of literally a parade all day yesterday. And, but I'm getting all of these, you know, advisories. I'm getting Kevin Durant demanding to be traded, wants to go to either Miami or Phoenix. Okay, fine. And then all of a sudden, the bombshell on USC and UCLA, I had to do a double take. It was like, wait a minute, what? And there it is. The next piece of the puzzle in the ever-changing world of college sports, a changing world that I think is far from done being changed. I don't think we're close yet, the final configuration of how things continue to move forward, and maybe we won't be for years to come. But this is a big one. Taking USC and UCLA out of the Pac-12, making them part of the Big Ten. Jacob, I've got questions. I've got questions. Now, look, this is, correct me when I'm wrong, this is purely a financial move made by institutions at USC and UCLA who are looking for, to me, a much bigger piece of the pie. This year alone, what is it? What the payout was, 57 or 56 million, something like that, in the Big Ten, as opposed to like 34, 38 million or whatever it was in the Pac-12. Okay, I get that. But has anyone thought about what the athletes might think about this? I mean, if I'm a kid growing up along the West Coast, and I'm going to USC with the idea of playing up and down the coast, I'm not thinking about, wait a minute, I got to go to Nebraska? I got to go play Nebraska in the middle of November, or I've got to go to Iowa in December, or if I'm hooping, I'm spending all winter long in the upper Midwest traveling to play basketball in and out of icy runways and snowy weather and cold. I mean, I realize that that's probably not what administrators are thinking about, but I'm not so sure if I wasn't an athlete, I would be thinking about that. I don't know. Let's start with it because it was the biggest piece of news yesterday and is really shaking the world of college sports. USC and UCLA to the Big Ten. And the ramifications, of course, are far-reaching. What does it mean for the rest of the Pac-12? How the poaching possibilities for the Big 12? Or is it just one big merger to try to get bigger, stronger, faster? I don't know. There's a lot of ways we can go with this, Jacob.
Welcome to the party, Rock Nation, because you get one day on the job, right. and then this, and then this is the job now. I get it. This is just going to be it. You know, for the same reasons Texas and Oklahoma made their move, USC and UCLA make their move. It's money, and it's trying to be ahead of what's ultimately going to happen. If you're a university and the opportunity comes to have that much more money to improve other places on your campus, you're going to take it. Everybody would. That's the thing. You know, K-State fans, you can get mad at Texas and Oklahoma, but if the SEC came calling and offered that kind of money, K-State would be gone in a second. That's just the reality of it. So, okay, now that we understand that, now that we understand this is strictly about money, obviously, it's not about travel, it's not about the fans, this sucks for the fans. Of course it sucks for the fans. They can't go to road games now, basically. It is a professional endeavor. Fans can't go to the road game. This would be like being a Chargers fan traveling to Cincinnati for a game, right?
Right.
The likelihood is about there. The travel's the same. For the student athletes, they fly, right? So I don't know how much it matters to them. West Coast kids, maybe. But the kids Lincoln Riley's pulling in, you know, Caleb Williams, does he care? No, I don't think so. They want to play on the biggest stage. So I think that ultimately it's not that big a deal, at least when, like, I think 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, we look back at this and it's not that big a deal because everyone at that point is going to be a big jumble anyway. So what needs to happen next? I don't know. I mean, you got to get out ahead of it. Clearly, USC and UCLA just left the Pac-12. That's equal to Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12. Heck, maybe even a bigger deal because the Pac-12 is always like banded together and no religious university. You know, all the stuff that Pac-12, it's like a culture almost. Who cares? Green is the only culture that matters in this world. And TV deals are going to be massive, which is why I say new Big 12 commish, you got an opportunity here. My solution would be, hey, everyone on the Pac-12, you've been dunking on the Big 12 here for the last year after Texas and Oklahoma left. Well, welcome to the party. Now you know how we feel.
Yeah.
Let's all get together. We have let's be progressive in our bargaining and let's come up with a big TV deal that protects us all from this happening. We're never going to get invited to that other party. We're not. We already would have been. They don't want us over there. They're not going to invite us. They don't think we're valuable enough. So let's do our own thing. Let's make a huge, massive league. Let's get on the phone with Fox or whoever. I don't know who's, you know, Turner, whoever it is. And let's come up with a massive TV deal. Just a massive TV deal. Because when you're collectively attacking the markets you could attack in that scenario, yeah, you lost out on L.A., okay, but we still, you know, we can still roll out Phoenix and Dallas and Houston and
sure.
Denver and Seattle and Kansas City and, you know, it's but you put that together and you've got a pretty attractive league for everybody. And you just have to do it. And this is, you know, maybe the worst part of this, Bruce, is twofold. The rumor mill gets out of control, and people, the fan base is taking such personal offense to the fact that X might not want my school. Because how could they not? Right. It's the best thing that's ever been, you know, done. Like, oh my God, I can't believe they don't think that so-and-so would want us. Could you, I mean, we're so much better anyway. Like, it's just like the personal offense taken. Listen, everybody, it's all about TV dollars. That's it, period, full stop. That's it. That's all that matters is TV dollars. Said that for 3 years, and that's all that matters. So you better get aggressive and get out ahead of these bargaining deals, or you're going to continuously be left behind. That happened to the Big 12. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of the Pac-12 quite as much, but that's basically what just happened to them too. Strength in numbers. That's the only thing I can think of for the schools that are big schools, but not the biggest schools.
So can the
Remember
Big
when everybody
12
made fun of Rutgers Pac-12. For joining the Big 10?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But can the Big 12 or the Pac-12, it seems to me you've got two ways this thing can go. Either you put it all together and figure it out as the first super conference. Now, no, it doesn't have USC and UCLA, but look at the schools that it would have. Washington, Oregon, Stanford, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Kansas, K-State, Baylor, Texas Tech, the new teams, UCF, Houston, Cincinnati, BYU, and fill in the rest. Okay, or do you just sit there and wait for who is going to poach who? I mean, really, you've got basically one of two options. Either you're going to be poached from, or you're going to do the poaching, or you get everybody together in one room and say, okay, this isn't ideal. There's going to be growing pains. I'm not sure how this is going to work. But in 2024 or 25, we're going to be all together and we're going to figure this out. It depends on which side of the aisle you want to be on. Right now, you got a bunch of people in the Big 12 now sensing an opportunity, and the first thing that they think of is poaching. Oh, let's go get Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and BYU, or Colorado and Utah. Then all of a sudden, we've got that corner of the country, and it's a pocket that works for scheduling with BYU, which makes great sense. But is that where it ends? Something's going to happen with Washington, Washington State, Oregon, Oregon State, Stanford, and Cal. That's still a fairly attractive core, at least for me. I don't know. So which is it going to be? All for one and one for all, or you know what? We're going to try to poach you, but why wouldn't the Pac-12 be saying, well, okay, let's start poaching the Big 12.
I know.
Let's go get Texas Tech.
It seems counterproductive to me.
Right.
I want you to tell me, you're at the bargaining table. You're in the negotiating room. And you're a TV executive. I want you to tell me in a complete merger where you might say, oh, we'd give you more dollars if Baylor wasn't in there. You know, you get rid of Arizona right. State and we got ourselves a deal. No.
Right.
I don't think that there's anybody currently in either league, as they will exist if we consider the new Big 12, that makes it a less attractive TV deal. So just get everybody together. What difference does it make?
Yes.
Get everybody together. You go east-west. And you go, and you have a league, and you get a really attractive TV deal, and you make the buyout just so crippling that nobody would ever even consider it, and you move forward. And then we figure out the rest later. And then we decide, is this going to ultimately become three power leagues, or what does the ACC do here to make it four? That's, right. I think, a great question. Does the ACC basically split up between the Big Ten and the SEC? Or do they get together and come up with some way to make a fourth? I don't even know how that would work. I mean, maybe there's the ultimate creation of two more leagues out of, you know, the remainder here. But you've got to do something. Just sitting and poaching one or two teams, that's not going to get it done.
I'm with you on that. No, that's not going to get it done. At this point, there are enough things happening. It's seismic when Oklahoma and Texas leave the Big 12. It's seismic and transformational when you get USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12. You better look, I think, and look, I don't understand all of the, I know that that's more pieces of the pie that you've got to cut up. And I'm sure that that's what everyone's thinking right now. Well, how can we get the biggest piece of the pie? I think this is a long-term decision that needs to be made for the health of college sports and the health of your league or leagues moving forward. You're going to have 12 in the Big 12. You're going to have 10 in the Pac-12, 22 teams. Is it really that ridiculous, that number, Jacob, the way that the SEC and the Big Ten are going now? I don't think it is at all.
No, because you can just go to 2-11. You just go to two divisions.
Right.
Of 11 teams.
And then go from there.
You cross over. You play true schedules within your division. Mm-hmm. And then you cross over to fill the rest of the schedule as many times as you can. And listen, the rivalries would stay the same. You just might get an Arizona-Kansas State game every once in a while, but you might get that anyway. You know, Stanford and K-State have been playing forever. So,
sure.
Okay. And then at the end of the year, you have a championship game with the two division champions, and boom, there you go. One of those.
And off you go.
And then the winner of that game gets an automatic ticket into whatever the playoff looks like in a perfect
Bingo.
World. And then you've got a seat at that
world.
Table.
Right.
You've got, you don't have to worry about, you know, the time zone. Think about the time zone implications of USC and UCLA. What does that do to their fan bases? You think
USC and UCLA would literally be spanning the entire country. Because you've got Maryland,
you're
going to
be talking
Rutgers.
About,
yeah.
And they may figure this out in scheduling, but imagine a basketball game right now. When the sun goes down at 6 o'clock, imagine watching a basketball game on the East Coast at midnight. That starts at midnight.
Oh yeah.
Imagine being on the West Coast, trying to watch your favorite team. UCLA with a game against Ohio State or whoever it might be, whoever you want to pick. You're playing that in the Eastern time zone. Oh, hey, everybody. Hope you can make a 4 o'clock tip time. It's going to be nuts. There is no place in the middle. There's nothing to bridge that gap. That gap is massive. Nope. Just look at the map. It's funny to look at. Again,
right. Yeah.
It's like a pro sports league, right? Like, and you know, it's just what you deal with. Like, if the Royals are out west, you know you're going to be up late, and that's the way it's going to be.
Sure.
If you ever didn't think college athletics wasn't just a professional league. I mean, they are. That's what they are.
My God, it's getting more and more professional by the day, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, this is where we are. So, all right, well, let's get some reaction. 869-1240 on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. Scott starts us off this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. There's about three things I kind of took from this. Had this happened last year, Houston, UCF, no, they're not in the Big 12, because let's face it, at that point, it would have been a natural merger, and those other teams would have been left out. It just it just would not have happened. Think about this. Southern California playing a baseball game in February or March in Michigan.
Well,
they won't.
Yeah.
They won't. They'll schedule out of that.
I mean, Michigan plays a lot of their games in the South through the first month of the season anyway. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think we're to the point, Scott, and thank you for the call. I mean, we're to the point, Jacob, now where travel doesn't mean anything here. I mean, when we first started bandying this kind of stuff around, what, 9, 10 years ago, and we were thinking about, oh, my God, think about the traveling. Traveling's no big deal. Get on a damn plane, fly to, you know, the Eastern time zone, you play your game, and then maybe you go to another city, play a second game on the back end of a two-game trip, and then you fly home after the second game. I just don't think that things like that matter. I don't think things like fans being able to watch their teams in a comfortable manner matters, because I think that the understanding is fans will always find a way to watch and follow their teams. Is it as convenient? No. But you know what? That's sometimes the parking isn't as convenient too. Sometimes you got to walk a couple of blocks to get to where you're going, right? So come on.
Uncomfortable because it's different, and it does take away from the fanfare of college sports. But just, you know, you're going to have to go to home games. You know, you're going to have to go to home games. And it isn't different than pro sports. I mean, we've been doing this as fans forever, right? Dealing with time zones and dealing with, you know, the inability to go to road games and all of this stuff. We've been doing it forever. It's professional sports. And again, been saying this forever. It's why I've been supportive of NIL. It's why I think athletes should be paid. It's why all of these things happen, because this is pro sports. They're telling you it's pro sports. They do not care about amateurism at all at this level. They care about making money as a professional, whatever you want to call it. So the athletes need to also. Everybody's got to just get beyond the good old days. They're so far back in the rearview mirror. Like, if you want the feel of the good old days, go to a Division II game, right? Because they're gone.
Sure.
Like, that world does not exist and has not existed for a long time. There's been, like, a fantasy that it exists, but it does not. It's always been about the money.
Student athletes. Questions for our student athletes. Justin, you're up next, 869-1240. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I hope you guys are good, too. Just wanted to weigh in here. I agree with some of the things Jacob's saying, but I also think he's being a bit overly simplistic and nihilistic about the whole thing. Because if you don't think that these guys are moving because of competitive advantages and playoffs and things like that, I mean, that's a little bit short-sighted. I mean, they're moving for multiple reasons.
But Justin, why do you think they want? Why do you think they won in the CFP picture so badly?
Because who doesn't want to win? They want to.
Of course, they want to. Of course, they want to win. Well, yeah, I'm not. I never said they don't want to win.
Right, but you said it was all about money, and I think that's just part of it. That is part, big part.
Ooh, it's a lot of. It's a lot about money. It's a lot about money. I mean, we're talking about $17, $18 million a year more, and it's going to be even more significant than that.
Yeah, but Bruce, these teams have plenty of money. I mean, we're talking about USC, UCLA, Texas, Oklahoma. They've got plenty of money. I mean, if it's just about that, I don't...
Well, they're all in competitive situations. Oklahoma's been in the CFP about 5 times. I mean, what does Oklahoma gain? It's all about going to the SEC and making more money.
I want you to go ask the most successful businesses in this country if they feel like they have enough money. You guys already make a bunch of money. Don't you think that's enough?
It's about winning too. I mean, it's about money as well. We're both right, but they want to win. These are competitive people. They want to play with the best, and they want to go to the
nobody. I've never implied that they didn't want to win, but I'll tell you this: Oklahoma had a better chance to get to the CFP and win a national championship before they moved to the SEC.
Yes.
USC had a better chance of winning a national championship in the Pac-12 than they will in the Big Ten. So is it all about winning?
It's about recruiting, too, because you factor that in as well. I mean, if you're in the SEC, that's obviously a better league.
USC and Oklahoma have top five recruiting classes every year.
Well, now they'll be even better.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. Well,
I mean, USC never has a problem recruiting, trust me.
You're spot on, Justin. You may have misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm not saying they don't care about winning. They care about money more than anything. They have their chances of winning just went down in more competitive conferences. Oklahoma had the golden ticket to the CFP. You just went through the Big 12, which, as much as we hate to admit, has not been the football league at the level that the SEC or the Big Ten has been in the last handful of years. Okay, so Oklahoma didn't make their move to based on chances of winning a national title. Oklahoma made a two-pronged move. One, it's about the money. And two, it's about being a part of whatever the future looks like. And the Big 12 right now, unless it gets super aggressive, is not really looking like a strong member of that future. Ball's in your court, Rock Nation. You better get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll talk more about this. 869-1240 is your avenue. Sports Daily continues.
Tom Mornings, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The winds of change continuing to blow in college sports. USC, UCLA, the latest to get caught up into the headwinds on their way to the Big Ten. Robert, who just went through this with his Texas Longhorns, getting ready to go to the SEC, jumping from the Big 12, joins us with his perspective. Robert, how are you, bud?
Good. How are y'all?
Well, thank you.
Hey, I do laugh a little bit at Lincoln Riley because one of the narratives of him going to USC was it would be an easier path than the SEC. And now he's right back where he started almost out there. You know, with the more difficult, Jacob was right on that. It is going to be a much more difficult task for them to win now. I think another factor in this is the COVID year. You know, the Pac-12 shut down completely. And, you know, what kind of money was lost there? I'd heard that USC and Oregon and a few of those schools weren't too happy about that. And, you know, the Big Ten shut down, but then got going again after the SEC started and Big 12 started playing. I wonder how much of a factor that was. Just to, you know, what's important? What culture do we want to be associated with to keep our revenue streams going? You know?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I mean, the last few years, the Pac-12 has been kind of nudging USC and UCLA to re-up the deal for their second and third tier sports with the Pac-12 network, and both schools had been resistant towards that. So at least, at the very least, there had been kind of a harbinger of things to come, maybe not on the level of yesterday's surprise was, but here we are. Here we are.
Either. Yeah.
Right.
They hadn't
right.
extended so, their grant of rights, and by the way, one other thing, I mean, say I hope the Big 12 survives in some way. And the one caller was accurate, I think, in that if this had happened a little earlier, you know, those four new schools may not be involved. But,
right.
You know, to say that the Big 12 still offers Dallas and Houston, for example, I don't really believe that's the case. I mean, you probably look at TV numbers on that. Those are A&M and Texas and OU school towns completely. You know, that's who watches games there. Nobody in Houston is, you know, it's not a big – U of H is not a huge draw. It's a commuter school down there.
Right. That's fair. And that's a fair statement. Yeah. Now, might it be a little more interesting in this league, maybe, than the American? Okay, but probably not markedly so. I would agree with that, Robert. Although, well, you know, we're fixing to find out. But yeah, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No, it's just another layer of how's this thing going to play out? Where are we going with this thing? I tend to be with Jacob. I think bigger is better at this point, and you better guard against. You better be as big and as strong as you can possibly be, and it may not give you the best television deal to start with, but as long as you can be strong enough to withhold any more poaching from other leagues, and you can put a good product on the field, on the court, on the diamond, etc., there will always be space for you in the television annals. I mean, we're talking about basically an entire third of the country. So,
well, when we talk about realignment, so they're going to have a place. A place will exist in a TV deal, right? It's not like, oh my God, all of a sudden nobody's going to want us on their networks. That's not going to happen. Everyone will have a place. It's at what place do you want to be? Because the ultimate concern, one, you want the biggest TV deal possible, but you also want to ensure that you are a part of whatever the playoff looks like in college football. Everyone will be fine as far as the NCAA tournament and the College World Series and softball and baseball and the track championships and golf and all that stuff. Everyone will be fine. What about the CFP? Whatever it is that the CFP looks like, because what has happened now is all the most attractive schools across the country basically exist in two places, and you figure out, you know, what's going to happen to Notre Dame, but that's like all the top teams pretty much, right? They're all now in one place, two places. So when they figure out how to expand the CFP, What are you doing to make sure you are a part of that conversation? That's the other part of it that remains critical. Because now those two leagues, I'm not saying this will happen. I'm saying think about these things. Okay, why do we need these other schools as a part of our CFP? ESPN, ABC, we've got all the best schools anyway. Why do we want to share any money with them? Just make it, let's do two leagues here. Pull from us. And if you don't think that's possible, you're not paying attention to what's happening. So a part of getting bigger and stronger, yeah, is to prevent poaching, but it's to stay relevant in the conversation when it comes to the most valuable TV asset collectively, which is however it is you decide to determine your college football national champion. And you had better make sure you're still a part of that conversation. Because now that is going to hold you back in recruiting. You know, if you're not playing for that, what are you playing for? And
yeah,
and
no,
that,
you're right.
That can be really dangerous. So you've got to force your way into that party. Man, look at us collectively. You got to give us a spot. Look at this TV deal we got. You kidding me? We can. You put us in there and we make everybody CFP more valuable because our regular season now is just great. We got all these teams. We got this. You know, we're in front of a national audience every week. You got to have us as a part of that. You have to be forward thinking and get ahead. And I see a lot of people like, oh, we don't want everybody in the Pac-12. Now the Big 12 all of a sudden is acting like the Pac-12 acted last time.
Yes.
Really want Arizona State. I mean, you know, I only really want like four of those teams. The Big 12 is not in that standing. If you think the Big 12 is on solid footing because they added Houston and UCF and Cincinnati, you're not paying attention to what's happening. You're not. You have got to look at the bigger picture. If you don't get ahead, you will be left behind. And this I'm not as certain about, that the merger is the most powerful that you can be. That I don't know. That's what I think. But the problem and the reality is, even if you do that, that's where the poaching comes into play. Because, Bruce, if you're calling the shots at the University of Kansas and the Big Ten comes calling, I mean, you don't let them get off the phone before you sign up.
Oh, my God, no. Absolutely. You go. Yes, you go. No question. No, it's going to be...
Loyalty be damned.
Because you've got...
USC and UCLA just left the Pac-12. Oklahoma and Texas just left the conference they basically built. Okay?
Right.
Loyalty be damned. Nobody has any in this world.
Oh, no. Loyalty? That's just such a cute, antiquated notion, isn't it? In college sports? No, there's no loyalty at all. Loyalty is to the paycheck. But that's where we are. Now, how do you move forward putting your institution in the best possible place to move forward with to set the table for years down the road and stability? We have lived and continue to live through and living in the most tumultuous times in college sports. Conference realignment, NIL, you name it. It's going on right now. But who is in a good, solid place to move forward after this latest shakeup? That's going to be the key. But people that are talking about, well, we need to poach these schools and no, you're missing the big picture. That doesn't help.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Who's the big loser out of all of this yesterday, Jacob? Is it the Pac-12?
No question.
Is it just traditions? Right now, we'll another chipping away at traditions in college sports, rivalries, things of that nature? Or do those survive?
No, I think they survive. I mean, we go kicking and screaming with change, and I'm one of the worst offenders on that. This has been coming for so long, though, that I think I'm over all that. Like, the days of college athletics past are just, they're so far gone, and they have been forever. Yeah. Like, I can't remember the last time I really felt like we were seeing amateurism in college sports. Like, I don't,
yeah.
I mean, the early 90s, maybe? I mean, I don't even know. It's just, it's a different world now. And you know, colleges all across the country operated in the red during the pandemic. And it's just, they have to make the moves financially that they feel like they have to make. And it's different. That doesn't mean it's worse. It's just different. And usually we when the dust settles on things, we like expansion, right? Like, do you think the NBA merger, usually, do you think anybody's regretting that? All the people that were fans of the ABA traditions? No. I think where you have to, though, be willing to go is to just be willing to admit that this is not like amateur sports. It's not. If you can't let go of that, you're never going to like any of this. You're just, I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, you can still find that in smaller schools, in Division II, in FCS. You can still find some of that because it is more like that in those places. But in FBS football, that ain't it anymore. It's not going to be. And, you know, the ultimate conversation will be around how these TV deals are structured and how you determine your national champion. And that to me is a little bit unpredictable. But I'll tell you, if I'm not in the SEC and I'm not in the Big Ten right now, I'm very concerned about the opportunity to play for a college national championship at the moment, as it currently stands.
I would agree.
If I'm in the Pac-12, if I'm in the ACC, or if I'm in the Big 12, I'm very concerned about having a seat at that table, whatever it looks like. You had better get this right and be aggressive. Don't be reactive. Be proactive. Don't sit here. Again, we just went through this when Texas and Oklahoma left. Everybody, I don't know if we really want, do we really want Texas Tech and Kansas State and the Pac-12? I mean, you know, what are they bringing to the table? No, take your nose down a little lower, get it out of the air, and realize you're all in the same boat now. Everybody. K-State fans, you better realize you're pretty much in the same boat as Oregon State fans. Right?
Sure.
Stanford fans, right. You're in the same boat as Baylor fans. Whether you like it or not, you are. So get it together and get stronger. Or get left behind.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen, I'm afraid.
Driz is up next, 869-1240 Sports Daily, continuing on a Friday. What's up, Driz?
Hey, man. How you living today, baby?
I'm on the edge, as always.
We're doing all right.
That's fair. First of all, man, I just want to shout out to Dub and KFH. During the smack off of the Rome Show, man, you guys showed me a lot of love, and ain't nothing but love right back. And all the tagging and everything that was going on Twitter and everything, that was just really beautiful to have Wichita behind me. So I appreciate that. As far as what you guys are talking about, look, man, the fact of the matter is this. College athletics, it's not even in the 90s. I guess we forget that SMU got the death penalty. Right. People have been paying players and going to the highest bidder and doing whatever it takes for a long time. When did West Virginia regionally ever make sense in the Big 12? College football is the same as any other organization. It boils down to making the dollar. Without Coca-Cola, without Bud Light, without Corona, none of these stadiums, none of these teams, none of these BCS games, none of the college football playoff games, none of it would exist without the money making it go around. It was the Tostitas Fiesta Bowl. They've been getting sponsorship and big deals for years. The NIL deal is great for the kids. They deserve to make a buck on the side. Johnny Manziel, Cam Newton, all these other guys should have been able to make their own money from their own signature. I know a lot of you old heads out there just, it's not the game that I love anymore. It's never been the game you love. It was all in how they made it perceived on the media. That was it. They knew how to spin everything to make it look like it was this when it was really something else to begin with. Guys, I appreciate the time. Y'all stay up, man.
Thanks, Driz. Much appreciated. I always made the comment when Bob and I were doing this show for many, many years. Of course, you can still hear Bob and Jeff 2 o'clock every day here on KFH. We would always come to the conclusion college fans don't want to see the cover taken off their game. Driz is right. Oh, man, the underbelly of college sports? No. It would be unrecognizable to most college fans who continue to carry this idealized view of Saturdays in the fall, college hoops, how they get there, how they get to that meaningful place to play big games, to go play championships. Now at least we're going to get that mostly above board, hopefully. That's some progress. Driz, good run, by the way, with Rome. We appreciate you taking the time to give us a buzz. All right, there you go. It's on the table for you. KD wants out of Brooklyn. That wouldn't have had anything to do with Kyrie Irving
LOL.
Coming back, right?
Would LOL, it? Man. I hate LOL, Bruce, like with every fiber of my being. But when I saw that, I did laugh out loud.
I got a pretty good chuckle out of it. Kyrie's coming back. KD's going. We'll talk about it as we continue. 869-1240 on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. We're rolling on a Friday.
Mornings. This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita's number one sports radio and Odyssey station.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson's disciplinary hearing in front of former U.S. District Judge Sue Robinson concluded Thursday after 3 days, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Post-hearing briefs from Watson and the NFL's representation are due the week of July 11th, with a decision to follow. Trevor Lawrence believes his new head coach, Doug Peterson, will really help turn things around in Jacksonville. The second-year QB tells CBS Sports, quote, "It's been great. Just the way he interacts with the team, the way he leads. We're building towards something special." The Rams, they have quite a duo at the wide receiver position in Cooper Kupp and newly acquired Allen Robinson. Said Robinson via Rams Wire, quote, "We both can do a lot of different things, and I think that gives us a tremendous advantage because it's not predictable at all to what either of us will be doing when it comes to a particular concept." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, where are we going for breakfast?
I kind of want a breakfast quesadilla.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing quesadillas for breakfast these days.
Well, Taco Bell is.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, they have this Bell breakfast box now that comes with this breakfast quesadilla that's super cheesy and a hash brown.
Okay, wish I knew about this earlier.
And it has Cinnamon Delights and a coffee in it.
Why did I not know about this earlier?
Try the new $5 Bell breakfast box, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations during breakfast hours only, 7 to 11 a.m. for a limited time. Contact local store for prices and participation with fare. Tax extra. Drinks exclude freezes.
Summer is in full swing and the deals are heating up at Lowe's.
Find 4th of July savings to keep your yard looking healthy the whole season. Protect your soil from the heat with a bag of Scott's Naturescapes mulch, now 3 for $10. And celebrate the 4th with our select 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals, 2 for $10. Find more savings this 4th of July at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 6/23 through 7/6 while supplies last. Annuals offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is JR with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Indeed. Attract, interview, and hire at Indeed.com/credit. Darth Vader, the Joker, and Kevin Durant, what do they all have in common? Great villains. And I love the fact that...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.